Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm the executive producer here at the radio station. Joining me today is John Dustin. John, I've been with you all day. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm surviving and having a lot of fun.
Awesome. John Dustin is from JED Insurance, and we are both filling in for the magnificent Jeffrey Davis, who's unfortunately not here today. But across the table from us, John, is a return guest, a dear good friend of mine, from Movement Sciences, Eric Wilson.
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm doing great. Really, really happy to be back here, guys.
Great to see you again.
Last time you joined us, you were talking about the Accept Personal Training School.
Yes.
But today you're talking about Movement Sciences.
Yes. I like to have a little diversity in my business philosophy. So we have two businesses going. One is a personal training school. Entrepreneur. I think I definitely embody that. And that's one thing I mentioned today is just so many different ideas and how I've challenged myself to actually make whatever is going to work a possibility.
So tell us about Movement Sciences. What are you guys all
sure,
about?
Sure. So Movement Sciences was started about 5 years ago. I went out on my own. I was working at a commercial gym, and I decided to go out on my own. And I had a different idea of how things should work and how to be compensated and how to treat clients. And so we started. Our philosophy is creating efficient, intelligent, evidence-based exercise prescriptions. So basically what that means is that every exercise has a reason. Every stretch has a purpose. We don't just get in there and work out with people just for the fun of it. Because if you move around and you're trying to lose weight, you're probably going to lose weight. But what's the most efficient way to do that? And what does science tell us? What does our past history tell us and data show? And that's how we prescribe exercise.
So how do you measure all this?
Great question. So the first thing we do is we bring a client through in a movement evaluation. So the first session is definitely not a workout. There's very, very little, if not no, exercise that goes on. So we'll videotape their posture. We'll take their blood pressure, their heart rate, make sure that they're safe to exercise, do a health history questionnaire, and then we move forward from there. And it's a challenge to sell someone on exercise and personal training when you don't actually exercise with them. But what we really do is lay out a plan for what we're going to be doing in the future.
Eric, what kind of client would come to you for this holistic approach?
That's a great question. So it works with everybody. We have now about 4 to 5 trainers that are working there, and everyone has a niche. So everyone has a specialty. So my specialty is 45 to 75-year-old desk jockeys. Those are typically who comes and sees me, who have lower back pain, hip pain. They run marathons, triathlons, and they're not sure what they're doing, or they were. We get a lot of referrals from physical therapy, specifically Pro-X Physical Therapy, right there in Copley, right next to us.
They are. We know them.
Yeah, they're by far the top-notch physical therapists. So we get a lot of referrals from chiropractors and people like that.
And the fitness industry is so broad now, and it's gaining so much momentum. Mm-hmm. How did you find the movement science? How did you make that
sure,
a philosophical?
Sure, we find what works, and what works for everybody is getting their body into alignment. If your body's in alignment, you're a great client because it's a lot of fun. We can just get going right after it. But 99% of people who come in have some type of movement dysfunction, some type of misalignment, and we make that a priority to work on that first. Whether you're a Boston 13's rugby player, or you're a desk jockey who's just trying to get going on the weekend with your grandkids, it's all the same approach. Hmm.
And does clean eating come into play?
It does. It does. So we actually have a dietitian on staff because I'm a certified nutritionist. As I talked about before, there's no minimal education requirement to be a personal trainer or to be a nutritionist. So when you're looking for someone to help with your diet, you always want to look for RD at the end of their name, which means registered dietitian. That means that they went to college for this. They have a year probably internship afterwards, and they really know what they're talking about. So I don't feel comfortable prescribing diet myself, even though I'm able to. So when the clean eating and nutrition comes in, we always like to refer out to a dietitian for sure.
What is your philosophy behind this business?
Yeah, so the philosophy is like we mentioned before, just movement first. You know, once movement, correct movement's achieved, then we play and we like to get sexy. You know, currently personal trainers, they just try to recreate the wheel and do these, different things to keep people entertained. Well, it's not my job to keep people entertained. My job is to keep people not from getting hurt during their exercise.
So here's the question I was going to ask next is, it's keeping people sexy. I like that term for it. How do you keep people sexy, though? How do you keep them coming back to you and keep working out and keep working on their posture?
Sure.
How do you keep them motivated to keep coming back?
That's a great question.
Trainers, right? They, sometimes ended.
Sure.
How do you keep people
sure?
Motivated?
So, I mean, what I say is personal training is not a luxury. It's not something that only the wealthy can afford. It used to be, because personal training used to be you pay $100 for a workout. That's not what we do. We pay $100 for an education, and that's where the school then blossomed from that. But you're coming in, you get, you know, your body in alignment. We teach you what to do on your own. We teach you all the mobility, all the strength training. We show you progression so you can actually do it without us. But most of the time, people want to see how far that rabbit hole goes and say, okay, so how far can I push my body? How much can I do? And we really focus on five movements: an upper body push, an upper body pull, a squat, a deadlift, and a split squat, which is a split stance. Those are the five movements we use. Well, those five movements have so many regressions and progressions and different ways to challenge the body that becomes very, very simple. And now they feel comfortable doing it on our own. But again, they want to just see what we can do to help them, you know, continue and go further and further.
So essentially, you're educating the person and you're hoping that they bring this back home to them.
I'll know right away, because in between week to week, I'll know if they're doing their homework and I'll know if they're progressing or not. And if they're not, then I have to get on them. And if they're doing great, I give lots of positive feedback. So it's I can see a difference between 5 days in between if they've been, you know, being good boobies and doing their things.
Eric, earlier we were talking a little bit pre-show about how you've simplified something very complex mm-hmm. for the consumer, and how, you know, a lot of times you go to a specific gym and they don't have connections or collaboration. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure.
That was fascinating.
Sure. One thing that we really, I would say borderline best thing you can get at Movement Sciences is you get a team. So I don't know orthopedic surgeons. They won't talk to me because I'm a personal trainer and we have a bad reputation, and rightfully so. But I do know Matt McManus at ProX Physical Therapy, who does know all the best shoulder, knee, hip surgeons medical team.
You're not a personal trainer.
What's that?
You're not a personal trainer.
I'm a corrective exercise specialist, movement specialist. Personal trainer, I don't like that term. It doesn't reside well with me, because in my opinion, we don't have a good reputation. And again, rightfully so, because personal trainers are doing a lot more damage than good in a lot of situations. So we have a team that you work with. And again, if I find that you've progressed to a certain point and someone within my company has more knowledge and experience with that, I can easily refer out to them. So you walk in there having one expectation, but now you have access to all these great resources.
So your approach really is to make sure that the client buying your service gets the absolute best result, not the best result for you.
The best analogy I can use is, especially in like a divorce, they always say, what's best for the kids, right? You have the mom and the dad and they're fighting, they hate each other. But what's really best for the kids, not best for the parents? So what's best for my clients is for me to put them in the best situation, and it may not be with me. So again, like I say, I touch all the money that comes through there. But if you're a trainer and someone refers someone to you and they come in and they say, listen, you know, these are my goals, these are my abilities, and it's not the best situation for you. Again, we're trying to create that culture of trainers who want to be there, who are going to feel comfortable saying, you know what, it's not the right situation. I think you'd be better off with you know, John or Jill. And that takes a lot of patience and conditioning. So I just gave all the trainers that are in there and the massage therapist who's actually working on becoming a personal trainer a homework assignment, which was create four names of people who may, they're hopefully serious leads, but people in your life who could use a massage, people in their life who could benefit from powerlifting, people in their life who could benefit from meal preparation and nutrition. So it was just a practice for them to understand that we are going to pass a lot of business back and forth. And I'm a member of a BNI group, a networking group that happens to be one of the most elite in Boston. I didn't realize going in, but it's just top notch. And the philosophy of BNI is givers gain. And I truly believe in that. And it's just a little more challenging to get that to the normal, you know, exercise professional, fitness professional, because that's typically not the way it's done.
How do you keep up with all the trends and changes? And I mean, it's just
I do what works, and what works is movement, and all that stuff will fade. All the HIIT training that's done on without science backing, all the new equipment that comes out. I spend a lot of time daily reading and catching up, and I can use my logic and my education to say this works or this doesn't work. In fact, we just added a product that is really unique. We're working with Normatec. Normatec is a company that actually started with clinical populations, with people with circulatory issues. So people who don't get their blood from their feet back up to their heart, and they have to wear stockings. We probably all have a grandparent or someone who has compression stockings, and you even see athletes wearing compression, you know, stockings around their ankles. That the goal is to try to get that blood back through the heart and eliminate the byproduct. So this this Normatec is actually these big boots, and you put them around. They actually have for the hip and the upper extremity, for the shoulder, for baseball pitchers, things like that. And what it does is it's pretty cool. It segments different parts of the limb, and it shunts blood from going down there. So it basically pushes blood from your ankle all up into your calf, up into your thigh, up into your hip. That hits your heart, recirculates, and then all the oxygenated blood flows right back through there. So that's something that I absolutely believe in. I've tried it. I know it works. And that's something that we're really excited to offer, because it's very unique in Boston. You have a couple CrossFit boxes that'll have one or two. We have four. And we have four boots, four hips, and four upper extremity.
So you're bringing this holistic approach beyond the weekend warriors that might play rugby to people with health issues, seniors.
That's it. Anyone who trains at a high intensity can use these boots. So what we're actually doing right now is, because I was really wondering, how am I going to integrate this? Am I going to use it with my clients and say, okay, we're going to do an hour training session, then you have half an hour in the boots, because it takes about half an hour to get the treatment, and then you're going to, it's actually a recovery tool. The most simple way to describe it, it's for your recovery. But then I thought, who has an hour and a half? You know, in Boston and Copley, they have 45 minutes at most, maybe an hour. So what we actually decided to do was we're going to teach our clients how to warm up, how to foam roll, how to do all that mobility where all the small talk goes on and kind of the BSing goes on. We say, okay, you're going to do that on your own. You're going to come in and we're going to kick your ass appropriately. And then you're going to get half an hour in the boots. So now there's your hour, 10 minutes. And we're going to charge $100 for that, which you would charge for personal training. But now I can do two clients in 1 hour. So I just doubled my revenue. So that's, I think, how we're going to market this, is you do half an hour of this high intensity interval training we call HIIT training, and then you go sit in the boots. So that's how we're going to really maximize it.
Yeah, so you're making it more efficient for the consumer to gain the maximum benefit.
There's a lot of talking that goes on in personal training. They are. And there's a lot of, you know, in between. And so, again, the high intensity interval training is more effective than any type of long distance aerobic training. We found that out. There's a guy, Ken Cooper, back in the 70s, who came up with this term aerobics, which we've all heard. And that was where Jane Fonda hit, and it just blew up. Well, training only aerobically is really bad for your body, just like only strength training is really bad for your body. So this high-intensity interval training is minimizing rest, increasing intensity, again, safely, and that actually gives you muscle mass. It builds muscle, so you're improving your body composition, your metabolism's increasing, but you're also getting an aerobic benefit, so your heart and your lungs are working more efficiently as well.
Is that sort of the CrossFit philosophy?
Not to bash CrossFit at all. I mean, I have my own opinions on it, but CrossFit is intensity. That's what they do. They will push you probably.
I can bash it for you.
Right. I mean, if you ask a homeless guy on the street to create the hardest exercise program he could ever imagine, including Olympic lifts and all these different types of training, he can really do it. Training intensity is not hard. It's not difficult. Anyone can do it. What we're, again, based on is around science. So it's all what's the most safe and effective. For some people, jogging up and down on our turf for, you know, 30 seconds is going to spike their heart rate up to their max, where they shouldn't go anymore because they're 100 pounds overweight and they've never exercised in their life. Well, that's intense for them. For me, I mean, we wouldn't break a sweat. Yeah. None of us in this room would break a sweat. But for someone who's really deconditioned, that would be very, very challenging. So again, the intensity is all relative.
So this is great. You're eliminating the danger of going to a gym when somebody's doing it on their own, not knowing what their max is.
And you're looking at posture. That's exactly it. That's it. And we say with 10 sessions with any personal trainer in there, you are going to have a philosophy for the rest of your life on what exercises are safe, what are not safe, what are specific to you. People's body type measure is incredibly important as well. I have a very long waist and short legs for my body. So I should do a different variation of a squat than maybe Alex should or maybe you should. So that factors in as well. It's really individualized. And 10 sessions is $1,000 for this. And who doesn't have $1,000 to design and help them have a philosophy for the rest of their life? We'll show them the resources online to follow. And we really want to enable and empower people to do it on their own. But again, we have a lot of repeat business. Being a personal trainer and trying to get new clients every 4 to 5 weeks because you're just working out with them is really hard. And it's where people burn out. So my clients have been with me. I have clients who've been with me for 8 to 9 years. My average tenure is about 4 to 5 years. People don't leave me. They don't they don't go off and see other trainers. They don't do other forms of exercise. And even the people who came in saying, I'm going to buy 10, 20 sessions, have now bought 100 or 200 because they know that they're in good hands and they make their health a priority.
I'll personally vouch for you. we talked about it off the air. Is when I came in to see Eric, I did an exercise with him that I still to this day after 5 years do it. I use the foam roller every single day. I even asked him for a lacrosse ball that he told me to use. But it really does work.
Yeah.
All this movement science that he's talking about, it really does work. It helps you gain that right posture. It helps you with your movement. And it helps.
And that's the name of the business, is movement sciences. What are movement sciences? Biomechanics, kinesiology. That's what we do. It's all evidence-based.
So, Eric, it seems like you have a lot of passion for what you're doing. You'd be very advantageous for someone to come to you. How can they find you?
Where's sure. They can find us just by walking in. You know, where I was before was a very small facility. We're located at 575 Boylston Street. If you can't find the John Hancock building in Boston, you shouldn't be coming to find us. So it's a big glass building in Boston. We are looking directly across from it. So we're up on the second floor, the elevator to the left. The elevator to the right will take you to massage therapy. You can find us there as well. On the web, we are at Movement Sciences, M-A, as in Massachusetts.com, and the sciences is plural.
Mm-hmm. And this is a new office for you.
This is a 2,300 square foot, modern, beautiful office. I'm now that we're in there and everything's happened, I'm so proud of what the way it looks. We have a huge piece of equipment that's very unique to the area, and definitely on a second floor in an office building. We have a big functional training station, which has a 10-foot long monkey bar attached to it. And we have a bunch of cool attachments that are, again, very unique, so we can do small group training with 3 to 4 people on this machine and getting something that they really can't get anywhere else.
Great. It's great having you on the show again.
Yeah.
Well, Eric stabilized his office. Now he's ready to stabilize your body movements.
Yes.
I would definitely go see him. Eric, again, thank you for joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Just so everybody knows, this interview could be found on our social platforms on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You could also find him on YouTube. This video is going to be there for the rest of our lives. And you could find this interview on our website for 45 days, just in case you missed it. Again, thank you, and we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.